Gaz, the beat maker.
Living unapologetically.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Living. Yes. Thank you. If you are watching me on YouTube, thank you. Like, comment, and share. Do not keep me to yourself. That is selfish. Yes. Santa will not come see you. If you are listening to me on the podcast, taking me with you throughout your day, thank you. You can always email me unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Yes, I have another hot guest. Yes. As I told you, I only have real life people because guess what? We live in a real world, so I need real guests that talk about real life situations and real life topics. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest that we have today. We have Miss Quay with us. Quay, let them know who you are and let them know what you got going on.
Perfect. So my name is Quay. Thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm. I love this podcast and I feel honored to be here. So my name is Quay. My full name is Quashana. My last name is Myers. And I live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's very cold over here right now.
Oh, wow.
It's freezing. But born and raised in Canada. I love living here. The diversity is amazing. And yeah, I'm just really happy and proud to be Canadian. So I got my start in marketing at a young age. I would always sell my, candies at school for massages and for like 25 cents. So I was a born marketer and I went to school for marketing, learned a bunch. But as I was in school for marketing, a lot of my professors actually had their own businesses. And I kept on thinking, what do I want to do? Do I want to work for the big corporate companies or do I want to be an entrepreneur or both? And one thing that really stood out to me is a professor said, do you want to be the one getting the checks or sending the checks?
Okay.
I definitely want to be the one getting the checks. I don't want to be sending out
those. Right.
So that's kind of, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but for me in college is when it really came to the light that I could be an entrepreneur. Okay. I could do what I love. I could help people and I could make money. So that's kind of how I got my start in marketing. And yeah, now I'm here today as a marketer and a business owner.
Oh, wow. I love it. So tell us about your business.
Yeah. So my business is called Hair Love by Quay. It's a hair accessory line that specializes in hair growth and in hair care. We specialize in helping women with naturally curly hair. So that being said, you don't have to wear your hair natural all the time. I straighten my hair. Sometimes I wear it natural. Okay. But if you have naturally curly hair, I promise you these products are going to help you. I started the line because every single product in my line helped me. I didn't want to keep it to myself anymore. I want to share it with my friends, my family, the masses, and I really want to help other women who are struggling with their naturally curly hair like me.
Okay, I love it. Now you mentioned now being a business owner. How was it for you? Did you already have a 9-to-5 or did you go straight from college into your own business?
Good question. So in college, I was working retail. I really wanted to start a business right after college, but I just didn't have the capital. I didn't know how to secure the capital, and I was just super confused. So I think out of college, it was too fresh. I don't think it would have been the best time to start my business, even though I really wanted to. So I did a bunch of internships. I worked for free for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Learning a lot of marketing skills. And I'm currently still working at my corporate job while I get Hair Love off of the ground.
Okay. And I love the name Hair Love.
Thank you.
I love it. Because we always talk about loving our bodies, but we don't never talk about loving our hair.
Right?
Yes, that is a good one. And it's nothing wrong with, it's still, as you are getting your business moving, you're still holding to your 9-to-5. I think that that's a great transition. That some people don't understand that as long as you're in that building part, a lot of people think that you have to let go immediately. But no, as long as you have that mindset, you have that transition, and I always say that multiple stream, you're good because you get it. What's scary is when you're at the 9-to-5 and you don't have no idea of what you want to do. You don't have any other streams coming in. You don't have any plans. You just plan to stay there until 65 or 70. Now, that's not something that's scary. Because nowadays, we can't, as you see what's going on in the world, we can't predict 30, 40, 50 years in advance.
Yeah, I completely agree. And for me, you know, it's important for me to, you know, make sure that I share the message that, you know, if you do want to go ahead and, you know, quit your corporate job and start your company, you can do that. If you want to work your job and start your company at the same time, you can do that. There's no right way to do it. It's only your way. And for me, this is my way. And it might not work for everybody else, but I really want to encourage you, if you want to do something, start it, go for it. And just do it whatever way you feel is going to work for you.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I agree totally. Now, do you see yourself launching another business, something similar or something different?
That's such a good question. I think for me that I have two answers. So my first one is I definitely want to build upon Hair Love. Mm-hmm. Right now, I do accessories, and you know, they're really great for me. I have so many people who've come to me and say, you know, this has really helped me out. Like, thank you so much. But what about this? And what they always say to me is, what about doing like hair care treatments and oils? So that's something that I definitely want to get into. I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, I wanted to start off with a smaller line and then grow it rather than having a huge line and then have to take it down if necessary. So I'm just listening to everyone. I'm getting that feedback. And I will definitely have a line extension to Hair Love, which provides, you know, those oils, those treatments to hair. So I definitely want to do that within Hair Love. I would also love to do speaking engagements. I think it's so important. I'm a woman, you know, I am a Black woman. These are things in business that are not super common. And if they do happen, maybe you're looked at as, you know, you're a Black woman in business, you're gonna fail in a year. She's not going to make it. It's not profitable, you know? And I really want to send the message that you can literally do anything. I think for me growing up, I'm a 90s baby. I just recently turned 30 and I didn't see a ton of Black women having their own business. I think it's definitely more prominent now with Instagram, YouTube, with Facebook, you can see it more. Mm-hmm. If you see it, you can dream it, you can do it. So I want to continue spreading the message that you can do this. You can, that little Black girl in kindergarten, you know, doesn't really know what she wants to do. Like, you can grow up, you could be an entrepreneur, you can be the next president, you can do whatever you want. So I would love to do speaking engagements where I encourage women, Black women, to go for their dreams, whatever that may be, and that you can do anything.
I love it. I think that is phenomenal because I'm 10 years older than you. I'm at the top of the millennial generation. And I agree, my generation, we did not see it publicly. Yeah. You may have heard about a few people that may have, but it wasn't publicly a big thing for Black women that she was seeing in the limelight that owned their own business. And definitely women of color that actually were educated, that it was just known that once you went to college, you automatically went to a big company, Fortune 500, and just worked. And if you got a good job, you were good. You know, you stayed there until you retired, and that's just the way it was. And so I totally agree. And I think that you should pursue the whole public speaking, because that's something that people need to see, a young woman that's educated and creating her own path. She's not waiting and say, well, no, I want to do things the traditional way, because that just feels safe and comfortable. Yes. You know, it's just to stay where I working now. And, you know, because I feel like that's just what I should do. Graduate from school, get my job, and I should just stay here to retirement. It's like, no, we can be innovators. You know, we can create whatever.
Yeah, and I completely agree. I think we can be innovators, but we are innovators. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We are born with that gift. In some shape, way, some extent, you are an innovator. Mm-hmm. You pursue that more, and if you grow that more, which I feel like I've done, you know what, for me, learning is continuous. It's not going to stop. I'm 30. I still take courses. I still, you know, listen to podcasts like these that help me learn and, you know, educate myself. So I think, exactly what you said. All of it is just so important.
I love it. With your business, did your family and friends, how were they when you told them that you wanted to launch Hair Love?
Yeah. So I did something really, I'm going to explain to you what I did here. Okay. So I was a little bit secretive about it. I'm really big on manifestation and energy and vibrations. And for me, I just really wanted to protect this venture I was working on until I knew it was going to kind of be something that was sustainable and that I could actually like do. Right. I had a lot of fear is what I'm trying to say. And right. fear actually held me back from telling my friends and family when I first started. Yeah. So I think it's a little bit of a different route that I took there. And now looking back, I wish I just included them from the very beginning, to be honest. Like I can't go back and change anything, mm-hmm. but I didn't include them right away. I kept it a secret. They knew I was working on something. They knew I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. They just didn't know exactly what. So okay. I left in about 3-4 months before I actually like launched. Okay. And they were super supportive. They were in some of my photo shoots. They've told their friends, they've helped me pack boxes for shipments. They've been amazing. So honestly, I love them. I will support them in whatever they do. And they have been nothing short of amazing and supportive to me. And honestly, something that I feel is integral to the success that I have had mm-hmm. is that I have such a good support system behind me with friends and family.
Yes. I think it's important. If you don't mind, did you want to share your descent? Because I think that your descent plays a big role.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I don't mind at all. So my parents are from Jamaica, born and raised, and then they came over to Canada, and I was born here. So I am Canadian-Jamaican, mm-hmm. proud of both sides. I love being Canadian. I love being Jamaican. Yes. And something that really makes me who I am, I can be, you know, in the cold eating some oxtail. Mm-hmm. I have both sides all the time, and yeah, that's my nationality, that's my descent.
Yes, I love it. The reason why I said that because Jamaicans are very well known for being hardworking and being innovators. Mm-hmm. They love creating their own more than they do working for others. And yeah. So when you told me when we were chatting before, and then when I noticed you talk about your work pattern, your skills, I'm like, oh, it really makes sense. She really is Jamaican. She has it naturally because you're still young, you're 30. So for you to have this type of zest for life and be goal oriented, you could tell that you were raised right. It was rooted in you. That's not something that you just woke up and was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. It had to be rooted in you from your family. So that's why I asked you, because you could see that you had to have a good support system to be 30 and you already have this mindset. You went to college, you graduated, you work your way through school the whole time, and then you launched your business and you're passionate about your business, and then you still have more goals that you want to obtain. So you can mm-hmm. easily tell that it's deeply rooted in you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, especially coming from someone like you who's aww. So well accomplished and established, and I appreciate those words so much. So thank you.
No problem. I have to give the props when it's due. Yeah. We're going to talk about now as well as with the entrepreneurship. Do you see yourself expanding and getting employees and to bridge the gap to help you out? Because you're going to flourish even bigger, especially once we as the world move past this timing. So do you see yourself expanding?
Yes, good question. And absolutely. Currently, I am, you know, the CEO, the founder, the president, and then I have literally like my cat who just keeps me company, sad and listens to me rant, and then my mom who like helps me pack my boxes for shipments and helps me get labels. So it's a very small team, but mighty, I will say. And I definitely see myself expanding. Do you expand? I really, really like. I'm inclusive. I love inclusivity, and whoever is good for the job, I will hire. That being said, I am going to be very cognizant though of hiring people like myself. Mm-hmm. So woman, black woman, mm-hmm. I feel like some people just need the opportunity. And yeah. if I see that light in someone, they might not be, I know I said qualified, but if I just see that they have that drive, that passion, I would love to help a young woman like me get their start and really, you know, mentor them along the way.
Yeah, I think that's great because mentoring, people don't know, mentoring can go a long way. It can really push somebody from their comfort zone into actual motion when they see someone like you actually, you know, starting and getting it from for yourself. So it's actually, mentoring is really good. And I know me personally, myself, you never think about mentoring, no more than school. But the older I get, I see that it's a big influence because my son, he's a teenager, he's a part of a mentoring organization that's global. And the chapter is here in Houston. And the mentoring really, really was a big deal. And it was just him being around these group of men that are very successful in different industries. They're introducing him to different cultures, different events. You know, that experience changed him totally. You know, just having that mentorship, seeing life from a different view with different people that you didn't grow up with, you know?
Yeah, and that makes me so happy to hear that. Like, I can only imagine what your son is going to do in this world. I see greatness, okay?
I know, right? I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So wrapping up, I wanted to ask you, what did you want? You gave so many great gems, but did you want to leave any last words with guests that listen, that's watching you? Just, you know, it could be about your business or it could be about anything that you want.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity to do that. I do have something that I really do want to share.
Okay.
For me, it's more about, I'm sharing this because of the climate. I have a ton of, you know, inspirational quotes that I look at every single day, but I did want to share that, you know, your only competition is yourself.
Okay.
Especially women. I feel like we need to all uplift each other. One of my favorite sayings is that there's no one in your lane. Let's say there's someone who's doing food and opening a restaurant. You can't not open a restaurant because there's another restaurant. Look at McDonald's, look at Burger King, right? There's room for everybody. Everyone could sit at the table and eat. So if you're thinking that someone else is already doing the idea that you have, still go for it. Put your spin on it, customize it, make it your own, and go for it. There's room for everybody at the table. We can all eat.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Yes, I love it. Living unapologetically is exactly what you just said. Doing your own thing, regardless of who else is doing it, because no one is you. No one, even twins don't have the same DNA.
Yeah.
I think that is important to live your best life unapologetically. Well, you all heard it first from her. And you know, I already agree. As I always say, live your best life, be your best self unapologetically. Make your own memories, create your own opportunities. I'll be back with some more real life special guests, but until then, I'm out, y'all. Bye bye. Fearless is not the absence of fear, it's living life with fear, but jumping anyway, accomplishing your goals.